Hey, I'm glad you're here. Now we can start the show. Come on in, make yourself at home. I'm Gary Zimak. You are listening to Following the Truth. I have to tell you, I've got my windows open. It's a beautiful day here in South Jersey. So whenever I do that, there's always the risk that we're going to hear some crazy noises from outside. It's amazing how the dogs come out and the cars start coming whenever I open the windows. But it's so beautiful out that I just wanted to open them and let the breeze in. You might hear the birds chirping. That's okay. That's a reminder for us that God is in charge, that no matter what happens, He takes care of the birds, as Jesus said, right? So He's going to take care of us. I hope you understand that. That's my goal, not just for this program, but for all of my work. I want you to know that God loves you so much that He sent His Son, Jesus. This week, we focus on Holy Week, the Lord's Passion, the Lord's death, and subsequently, His resurrection. We don't want to forget the resurrection. That's our hope. Certainly, there is suffering in life. You're going through it now. I'm going through it. Some people are suffering tremendously. It becomes harder and harder each day not to get weighed down by all of this suffering. But that's when we have to stay close to Jesus, especially during this Lenten season. I think that's the reminder for us to stay close to Him, to seek Him out, because He is right with us in the midst of the suffering. And yeah, we could talk more about this. If it was up to me, I would just remove the suffering. That's the way I would handle it. That's the way I handle it with the people in my life. Do you ever do that? Your family members, your friends, you care about them, they're suffering. So what do you want to do? You want to eliminate the suffering at all costs. But sometimes suffering is needed, because suffering draws us closer to God. It just does. It's one of those things that we forget because of our fallen human nature. We get a little proud. We think we're in charge. We forget about Him. Then we go into the storm and it's like, ah, yes, God, help me, right? It happened to the apostles in the storm at sea. So as we go through this difficult period with the coronavirus right now, and as we finish Lent, final days of Lent are upon us, let's really cling to Jesus more than ever. Because He's here for us and He wants to help us. He wants to give us His peace. And that peace He can give us, it's a lasting peace, and it can occur in the middle of great suffering. You know, sometimes I don't necessarily feel that, but I know it's true. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes I wake up, especially with what's going on now, and I have some pretty bad days. I just don't feel it. I don't feel His presence. That doesn't mean He's not here. I look around the room as I record this. I don't see any air. I don't see any electricity. But I know both of those things exist. Sometimes we just got to depend on the intellect. But that doesn't mean we shouldn't ask to feel it, to feel His love. We are going to feel it. There will be times when you will feel it. There are times when you won't feel it. The Holy Spirit pours out God's love into our heart. That's what Scripture says. So ask the Holy Spirit to show you how much the Lord loves you. And this week, especially when we look at the Passion of Christ, we can really understand. I mean, that's what we're called to do. These last few days of Lent, let's not waste them. Let's really focus on what Jesus did for you and for me. That suffering is real, or was real. He suffered, and He continues to suffer to this day. You know, you look at Colossians 1:24, when St. Paul talks about how He completes what is lacking in the suffering of Christ. It doesn't mean that Christ's sacrifice on the cross lacked anything. No, His suffering opened the gates of heaven. He did exactly what He was supposed to do. But you and me, as members of the body of Christ, the church, the mystical body of Christ, we are called to do our share of the suffering in Christ. I know, it's a pretty deep concept, but it explains why there is so much suffering in the world. There's suffering all over the place, many different varieties of suffering. That's Christ suffering to this day in His body, the church. And we are called, as fellow members of that body, to do something about it. It might be a kind word you can have to say, you know, you could say to somebody in your home. Right now, there's family members who are really struggling with this quarantine and the coronavirus and the gloom and doom. You can comfort somebody. You can do something nice for them. You can make a charitable contribution. People are getting hammered financially big time. So there are things we can do. All of these things are ways to alleviate the suffering of Christ. We don't think of that, though, do we? We don't think that we are doing something or we have the capability to ease the suffering of Christ, who still suffers in his body, the church, our fellow members of the church. So just something to think about. I want to pray, and then we'll talk about a few things. We'll do a Give Up Worry for Lent Bible verse, one of the remaining few that we have. And then I want to share some other thoughts with you. So if you could, let's just pause for a minute. Let's just remember that we are in the presence of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And this day, just think about that for a minute. We're in the presence of our Lord. Let's turn to him now. I'm going to speak to him. I invite you to pray along with me. And let's ask for what we need. Will you do that with me? In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Lord Jesus, as we prepare to enter into the sacred Triduum and celebrate Holy Thursday, Good Friday, and Easter Sunday, and as we prepare to close out Lent, we come to you, Lord, and we ask you to lead us. And I say that with some hesitation, Jesus, because I know how much suffering was a part of your life or is a part of your life. And I don't like to suffer. So, Jesus, you know, sometimes I can be a fair-weather Christian, and I want to commit to following you, but there are times that I'd rather let you go your way, especially when you have to suffer. And I'd like to go a different direction because I don't like to suffer, Lord. But I'll say this. I want to follow you. Even though I'm scared, even though I'm afraid of suffering, I want to follow you. I don't want to desert you. I've deserted you too many times. I betrayed you in so many ways when I turned away from you and took the easy way out. Did sinful things, didn't do what I should have done, did what I shouldn't have done. I don't want to do that anymore, Lord, especially as we close out Lent. So, Lord, I give you permission to lead me where I'm supposed to go. You know what's best for me. I don't know that, even if it involves suffering, Lord. But I just pray that you give me the grace to deal with whatever it is that you send my way. I know you'll do that, Lord. If you cared enough about me to die on the cross and suffer that agonizing pain for my salvation, if you did that, I know that you'll give me what I need to bear any suffering that comes my way. And I also know that you won't allow anything into my life, any suffering into my life that can't benefit me in some way. I believe that, Lord. I don't always feel it, but I do believe it. So I ask you to let me follow you. Wherever we have to go, that's fine. I just don't want to leave your side because I need you, Jesus. I know what it's like to live without you, and it was not fun. I don't ever want to go back to those days. Lord Jesus, we pray for your miraculous healing for anyone who is suffering from the coronavirus. Lord, I heard of some more cases today. Just wherever I look, I'm hearing more and more people who are suffering, some of them really ill. I pray for their complete healing. I know you can handle this. I pray for their complete healing. And Jesus, I thank you for hearing my prayers. Even though I'm asking for a complete healing, I'll pray for the outcome that you think is best. I'm willing to accept your decision, but I'm praying with strong faith and belief that you can heal anybody suffering from the coronavirus. Lord, I'm going to take it up to the next level and say, please put an end to this. Please put an immediate end to this as we head into this very special, powerful weekend. Please put an end to this in time for the celebration of your resurrection. Please resurrect us as a people worldwide from this nasty, nasty disease. Jesus, I pray that you fill all of our hearts with your peace, your supernatural peace that St. Paul talks about in his letter to the Philippians, the peace that is not dependent on earthly occurrences, We pray for that peace. Jesus, I thank you for your constant presence in my life. And I ask you, Lord, to send a new outpouring of the Holy Spirit, not just to me, but to anyone who is listening to this program right now. We all need our hearts opened up right now so that we can hear the message. We need your Spirit to come alive in us so that we're willing to hear the message and obey. You don't just want us to listen, but you want us to respond in some way. Help us know how it is that we should respond and give us the grace to not chicken out. Give us the grace to say yes and do whatever it is that you're placing in our hearts. Jesus, I ask for these things in your powerful and mighty name, knowing that whatever I ask in your name, the Father hears and will respond to. And I thank you for that. And I pray these prayers in union with the Holy Spirit and ask you to present them to your Father. I pray in your name. And I pray through the intercession of our Blessed Mother Mary and Saint Joseph, her spouse. Amen. In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. I want to thank you for praying with me. This is interesting. You know, I was thinking about this today. By the way, today's my wife Eileen's birthday, so if you could say a prayer for her, I'd really appreciate it. Just like the rest of us, Eileen and myself and my kids, we have our ups and downs. This coronavirus thing is difficult. It's a challenge. It's a great opportunity. Our prayer life is increasing. We're growing closer to each other. But it's good. We happen to like each other, so we like being with one another. And since I work at home, Eileen's home, and the girls are here, we're all used to being with one another, but it's challenging because we're limited as to what we can do, but we're praying a lot. And I think, I really believe the Lord's taking us to a new place, but Eileen has her days. I have my days. You get up, you get down, you know, when you're constantly bombarded with an endless stream of suffering around you, just the people who are suffering badly from this coronavirus and suffering physically, suffering emotionally, suffering financially, it tends to bring you down sometimes. And that's why we have to do that shift to get our eyes back on Jesus. He really is the answer. And I'm going to do my best to try to keep you focused. But I appreciate your prayers for my wife and for my whole family. Look, we all need the prayers. We really do. This show, normally I have an idea. Yeah, this is what I'm going to talk about. I look at the daily mass readings and I know exactly where I'm going to go. We're in Holy Week, so I obviously want the focus, or the focus has to be on Jesus, while at the same time not ignoring our suffering. But what I'll do is, as we go through the week, there will be a show tomorrow on Holy Thursday and also on Good Friday. Especially on Good Friday, I want to really focus on the passion of Jesus, because I think there's an important lesson there. And when we suffer, we're given a unique opportunity to grow close to our Lord. And again, it's not one I would take if I had the choice, but he knows what's best for me. And once I express the desire to grow closer to him, I have to be willing, if I'm serious about my desire, to go where he leads me, because I want to be with him. So therefore, if his life involves suffering, my life's going to have some suffering. But Jesus was able to endure tremendous suffering because he was so closely united with the Father and he had the Holy Spirit living in him. Well, guess what? You and me, we've got the Holy Spirit too. So that Spirit can give us the joy and the peace that we look for, no matter what's going on. But anyway, doing this show, I wasn't really sure what I was going to talk about today. I'll be honest with you. I am a big believer in letting the Holy Spirit guide me, but I always do some prep work before I start, because I just don't want to go in and just blab, because that's, you know, that's putting the Holy Spirit on the spot. I don't believe in doing that either. But I also believe in following the lead of the Holy Spirit. I can feel the Spirit speaking right now, at least I think I do, because I don't want to over-script this show. Because I don't want to be in charge completely. If you notice at the beginning, when I always pray, I say, give me the words. Give me the words. Let me know what I'm supposed to say, because I don't know what the Lord wants to say. I have an idea. But going into this, I had a couple ideas. Let me just share them with you. The first is the Give Up Worry for Lent Bible verse for today. which is Wednesday, day 43, comes from Psalm 42:1. As a deer longs for flowing streams, so longs my soul for you, O God. You know, I believe that oftentimes we don't realize just how much we are longing for God, especially when we're looking for peace. Right now, there's a good chance that you might really desperately be seeking peace, and you're trying to find it by turning on the TV, maybe watching some sitcom, maybe turning on some music, maybe doing some reading, maybe doing something to distract you. But, and that's all good. You know, there's nothing wrong with that. We need that. Eileen and I, we were watching some old 70s game shows earlier today on one of the networks that we get. That's fine. It's good to do that, because we can't constantly just be bombarded with bad news and predictions about where this pandemic thing is going, because they're all over the place. You know, you've got the doomsday people, you've got the optimists, and you have to figure out, well, where is this really? Where's the truth? And the truth is, nobody except God knows where this is going. So at some point, you just got to withdraw. You have to be informed enough to know what it is that you're supposed to do. Like I heard today that our governor, I live in New Jersey, our governor said that we need to wear face masks when we go to the grocery store now. That's something mandated. And I need to know that. I need to be aware. But to constantly just get sucked in to that endless stream of suffering and negativity, and you know, you could call it truth, but sometimes it's not. Sometimes it's sensationalism, but you gotta get away from it. So it's okay to seek some sort of enjoyment or comfort or escape in mindless entertainment. That's fine. The Lord created things and gave us that desire for enjoyment, for peace, for comfort, for a reason. But what we can't forget is that our ultimate peace, our ultimate comfort, comes from the Lord Himself, from that relationship with Him. That's why I always talk about the importance of having a relationship with Jesus. So as you seek comfort, as you seek peace, as you're trying to get some joy in your life, what I want you to remember is the words of this psalm. That even though we might not realize it, as a deer longs for flowing streams, so longs my soul for you, O God. That longing for God is often disguised in a longing as a longing for peace or happiness. And unfortunately, sometimes we fall into sin because we're just looking for that pleasure. And we think, oh, if I just do this, I'm going to feel good. Well, often this, that thing that we do, is not a good thing. It violates one of the Lord's commandments. And instantly we get that pleasure. It feels good at first. But then we often realize that, wow, this didn't last. This was a lie. This I got fooled. And this is how the devil tempts us all the time. So when you seek pleasure in life, when you seek that peace, when you want to break free from worry, the answer is God. Even though it doesn't seem like it. Sometimes the last thing you want to do is pray when you're overwhelmed with problems. Let's be honest. But it doesn't matter what you feel. It matters what you do with the feelings. And that's what I want you to take away today. You might not feel like praying, but make sure you spend time in prayer. You have to do it every day. Otherwise, you won't have a good quality relationship with God, and you won't have the peace that you're looking for. Because ultimately, you're going to either run out of money or run out of things and just recognize that you can't keep pursuing peace and happiness in things, in material things, or the things of the world. That peace you're looking for comes in God. And at a time like this, it's really obvious. It's very hard to find peace right now. I struggle to find it. I manage to have it for most of the day, but it's work. And the work involves opening up my Bible. The work involves prayer. The work involves good spiritual reading. the work involves speaking to my wife. You know, God speaks through her. He speaks through one another. He speaks to us through many people, the people in our lives. It involves looking at a good spiritual show on TV. But sometimes I got to force myself to do it. But I encourage you to make sure you have some time spent with God every day. Make sure you wake up early if you can. Spend time in prayer. As soon as you get out of bed, say, "Thank you, Father, for giving me a new day." This Holy Week, make sure you got your eyes on the cross and say, "Jesus, thank you for suffering and dying for me." And as we hear of these stories of Jesus being betrayed and tortured and humiliated, it's time for us to step up and say, "Jesus, I want to take some of your pain away." How do we do that? We do it by, number one, not complaining about the suffering in our own life. That's going to ease his pain. And number two, we can do good things for those around us. It could be a phone call. You know, it's not as easy to be with people nowadays with the restrictions, but you could pick up the phone, you could send an email, a text. There are things you could do. You could pray for somebody. So by doing these things, by saying, "Jesus, I am going to turn away from sin with your help. Grant me the strength to turn away from this sin that I've been trying to conquer, this bad habit that all Lent I've been working on. Please, I really want to conquer this. Lord, grant me the grace to be able to do it." When you do these things, you ease his pain and you make him feel better. Because any suffering that he experienced back in the garden 2,000 plus years ago can still be eased by things you do today to comfort him. Because he was God, because he was divine, he was able to know then what you were doing for him now. And that is mind-boggling. It's not something that is easy to understand, but it's something that really gives you, or it should give you, a lot of comfort to know that you can ease the pain of Jesus. But you know, you don't, unless you spend time thinking about this, you're not necessarily going to really have any desire to do that. I know for years I've saw the pictures of the crucifix. I knew what happened to Jesus, but I really never sat down and spent time thinking or meditating about the suffering he went through and why he had to do it. It was just something I understood. Yeah, Jesus had to suffer. It was terrible. Oh, these people treated him so badly. I never made the connection that it was for my sins. Even though I wasn't even born yet when he did this, it was for my sins that he had to suffer and die. The more you think about that, the more you begin to realize how much he loves you. So do that. Do that as we go into the final few days of Lent. Also, don't feel bad if you messed up during Lent. Maybe you're feeling this Lent was a failure. No. As long as you tried, you learned something from this Lent. Even if the only thing you learned, or the only progress that you made, was that you are a bigger sinner than you thought you were, and your self-control is terrible, that's a good lesson to learn. That's something that you can move forward with. The other thing is, you don't want to stop the conversion process, the internal change, the turning away from sin, all that stuff. You don't want to stop it just because Lent's over. You know, that's like with my book, Give Up Worry for Lent. People have said, "Well, when Lent's over, can I start worrying again?" It's like, no. We're trying to set up a habit, a routine, so that fear doesn't lead us to worry and turn away from God, but yet fear propels us forward into the arms of our loving God. It's the same thing with these conversions that are happening during Lent. Yeah, we really focus on it with an added intensity during the Lenten season, but we want to continue every day to try to clean up the imperfections in our lives and let the Holy Spirit work and transform us into the image of Christ. So that's the goal. That's the goal. But during Lent, we really focus on it. And I think it's good that the church gives us this period of time called Lent to really focus on the things in us that need to change. Because it was just, if we were doing it the entire year, I think it would lose its effectiveness. And eventually we'd just give up and say, "I'm sick of thinking about sin," you know. But during Lent, that's the focus. focus on things that can change. So I hope you got something positive out of that. I hope the Spirit spoke to you today through me. It's an honor to be here with you. And just please let me know if you need anything, Gary@followingthetruth.com. And please know that I'm praying for you. And I would ask for your prayers in return. I certainly do need them. I pray for you to have a very fruitful Lent, that you will grow closer to Jesus, more close than you were on Ash Wednesday. And I'm going to pray that that continues to happen. So if you need anything, Gary@followingthetruth.com is the place to go. Once again, if you want to help keep me on the air and fund my full-time ministry, I would ask you kindly to go to followingthetruth.com, click on donate, and you'll be directed to PayPal, where you can make a donation or become a monthly sponsor. And I really do need your help. These are challenging times for those of us in full-time ministry, especially with our speaking work on infinite hold right now. I don't know when that's going to come back, but I trust that the Lord will provide through your generosity. So God willing, I plan to be back here tomorrow. Tomorrow we'll focus on Holy Thursday, and then Friday we'll really be keying into the Good Friday theme, what's going on Good Friday and our Lord's Passion. You know, and again, I like to keep one eye on what awaits us after Good Friday and Holy Saturday, Easter Sunday, when our Lord rises from the dead. But I think before, we don't want to spend all our time focusing on the resurrection yet, because the church wants us to have that emphasis on the suffering of Jesus right now, and are uniting our suffering with his suffering, because we are part of him. We're part of his body. So we're going to keep that focus going. And again, let me know if there's anything that I can do for you. Continue to carry your cross with Jesus. He will never give you a cross that is too heavy for you without his help. All of our crosses are too heavy if we were carrying them alone, but we're not. Jesus is more than willing to carry your cross with you. Just make sure you ask for his help. Okay, does that sound good? God bless you again. Thank you for listening. I'll be praying. Please continue to let friends know about this program, Following the Truth. And until we meet again, this is Gary Zimak reminding you that Jesus is with you. Jesus wants to help you. Please don't shut him out of your life. Turn to him. Sound good? All right. God bless you, and look forward to seeing you next time on Following the Truth.